coverage of the Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac Race continues with Paul Miller on WPHM.
It is a beautiful start to the day here. Really enjoying the weather. It's going to be warm today, but not too hot. Get out and enjoy Boat Week here in Port Huron. Joining us right now is Ted Fitzgerald. He's one of our sponsors today, Ted Fitzgerald from Farm Bureau Insurance. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. You and I were just talking about past Mackinac races. You've raced, how many races have you done?
I'm a veteran of 15. I've done 15 of the last 20 races.
Not racing this year?
No, I couldn't pull it together. I did in the last 2 years, actually. I haven't been able to go, but I got some last-minute offers, but I just couldn't pull things together to leave town for a few days.
Well, tell us a little bit more about your story and about yourself.
Yeah, I'm born and raised here in Port Huron and grew up watching the Mackinac race take off every year. Left a couple times for education, but came back and happily reconnected with an old high school friend, Nicole Ritus. We got married, and now I have two beautiful kids, Jamie and Lainey, who I hope have crawled out of bed from last night's family night activities and are quietly eating their breakfast and being good kids for Mom this morning.
Of course, I'm sure they're being good kids. Tell us a little bit more about Farm Bureau Insurance.
Sure. We were founded, Farm Bureau Insurance was founded by the great farmers of our state back in 1949. And through slow, steady, and great growth, we've our property casualty side of the business is recently been named into the top 100 property casualty companies in the country. And our life insurance company is actually in the top 50 in the country, which we're very proud of as a single state operation.
You should be. What kind of services do you offer?
Yeah, we offer protection in the areas of, your home and auto, personal insurance, and as well, certainly we do farm. We've got one of the best farm owners products, and we're really starting to expand our appetite in the commercial space. And doing some great things there. The foundation of my practice and any Farm Bureau agent, though, and what we always like to talk about and make sure we talk about is life insurance. And we make sure that people understand that that's not only there for family protection, but it also can help with businesses. If you've got a partnership and there's a buy-sell agreement that could potentially need some funding, life insurance is a great tool for that. You can attract and retain some outstanding employees with a great life insurance program. We do succession planning. I mentioned my kids. Jamie was in the office yesterday sitting at my desk talking about how he's going to be there someday. And so maybe we set something up so Jamie gets the business and Lainey gets some money when I decide to step away or the good Lord calls me home. So, and then lastly, people don't know this a lot, but you can use a permanent life insurance to, in effect, create your own pension plan as a business owner.
That's great. So a lot of variety there. What sets you apart from your typical insurance provider, Ted?
Yeah, well, at Farm Bureau, all of our agents, we take an approach as that of a kind of a trusted advisor. In today's marketplace and in the media today promotes this, spend 15 minutes and save 15%. And we just don't believe in that. There's a difference between being insured and being protected. And my job is not to sell you Farm Bureau insurance. It's to make sure you know the difference. And it's to educate you on what your home and auto policies do for you and how these policies are going to react for you at a time of loss, to advise you on any changes that you might want to make, and then hopefully and lastly, most importantly, inspire you to make those changes. We want to be an agent that can answer yes to some of these really critical questions, like if my house burns down, will you rebuild it? If I get sued, will you protect me and everything that I've worked for? And lastly, and most importantly, if God forbid the good Lord calls me home unexpectedly, will you see that my family's provided for as if I were still here? And we aspire to answer yes to all those questions.
It provides a lot of peace of mind, for sure. If people want to know more about your agency, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, I'm located right downtown in the midst of all the race activities in the corner of Huron and McMoran. The phone number is 810-984-5200, and we're here to protect the people of Michigan from the risks of everyday life.
I know business goes on even when Blue Water Fest is here, but what a fun place to have your office this week, huh?
Oh, it's just a riot. I mean, great spot for the parade. We get to host some friends and families and clients down there, which is just wonderful. And boy, what a parade it was this year. It seemed to be the longest one that I can certainly remember. And as well, judging by the candy bag that the kids brought home, it was certainly the plenty of participants.
A lot of politicians. They like to throw candy out of the kids. I know you got a couple of friends that are doing the race this year that you want to give a shout out to.
Absolutely. Two guys, I've done 15 Mackinaws, 12 of them have been with my great friends Doug Tuma and Pat Hoy, who are wonderful sailors, great members of this community, and I just want to, I'd be remiss if I didn't take some time to congratulate them on their 25th Mackinaw, and I wish them all the best, and as we like to say, guys, go fast and stay on the boat.
All right, sounds good. Ted, thanks for stopping by this morning. Thanks for sponsoring our podcast today. We always appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Paul. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Ted Fitzgerald from Farm Bureau Insurance in downtown Port Huron with us on WPHM at 17 past 8 o'clock.